Yes, and welcome to Satirically Challenged Show. My name is Red Hood, and most of you all know that. However, tonight, we have some interesting news. A few notes before we begin. We now know that via the Queen, the golden carriage that Donald may or may not be riding in is strictly come royal, and the President is in one of them. We also told his people that those fish were in it for him. Meanwhile, doomsday nears in Europe, and benefits seem to be crashing.
Yes,
and we are all back. Black Hood is not in, neither is Green Hood.
Yep.
However, Green Hood will be back Wednesday, along with Black Hood, hopefully. Black Hood is in fighting a mission. Better get that here soon. Anyway, so, Trump and NASA.
What?
NASA and
yeah.
Trump. Is this what it's come to?
We didn't want to have to bring up, but we do.
We can't seem to avoid this.
We
can't seem to shake the airhead experience,
yep.
or what is it going to be, the Yale experience featuring the Trump?
That's on Wednesday.
Yes, I know.
Wednesday. Yes. Wednesday.
I know.
Now they know that we know that they know that I'm not playing this game anymore.
They know that I don't.
Don't even try it. Honestly, it never works out in your favor because you don't know everything.
I must say, we know that they know that I don't know.
Correct.
Right,
we know
right.
that they know that we know
right.
that we don't know that this doesn't work.
Are you confused yet?
Are you confused yet? We are. The honest thing. Getting back to the subject at hand.
We're off to a great start here, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. President Trump likes tanks, killer drones. Yeah, President Trump likes tanks, killer drones.
But yet he can't, for which
he has allocated billions of dollars to his proposed federal budget. What he does not like, however, is research,
right.
biomedicine, environment, alternate energy, or the environment.
Or just logic.
Right.
As you will hear on Wednesday.
And we are also forgetting one big thing. How is he... Okay. So there's not. I wonder if he's thinking, yes, well, we're still in the space race. Oh, wait, didn't that happen like in the 50s? Or was it all a dream at that point?
No. You know what I think it is? I think he thinks it's the 50s.
Maybe.
That's a bright idea.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think. Fucking spicy, what goes up to him and says, sir, you have to act normal.
But isn't normal for him acting like a fool? Isn't normal for him acting like a fool kind of a thing? Something that he can't get. He's having trouble comprehending, and comprehension probably isn't his strong suit. Especially with what we know that will be said on
I mean,
on Wednesday.
What we know is that we're going to go through the entire AP interview and really make him an asshole. A new one. But at the same time,
you know what's crazy? 96% of his voting base would still vote for him no matter what.
But that's insane.
No!
That's mind-boggling.
I guess they could, they don't care about people and don't care about the environment. And, oh yeah, they don't vote if people get asthma or live in a climate that is going to then be sucked up by climate change, which we could
thank
Al Gore for that.
They're like, hey, Trump.
I don't think they can.
Right.
I mean, to really, emphasize the point, they don't care. I mean, even if you put ten dozen nutters right in front of him, you would still see them going, we favor you, we do this, we do that, you know. That's the thing.
Like mindless zombies?
No, literally zombies, Pinkwood. Literal zombies. I mean, I don't think that any person, wants this. Except the ones who are really low. And then, over the weekend, there was a report about the NEA, right? And there was a report that basically said, in middle of America, that what President Eisenhower has done is literally taken everything that they hold dear and squashed it.
Not only squashed it, did a nice dance and go as if they were doing a can-can and going, yeah, well, this is fine. This is good. Sure. If you say so. Yeah, that makes everything all good.
It's not, though. It's not, though.
It's like you're crazy.
It's not, though. You're crazy if you think it is. And the fact is if he thinks it's the 50s, what is it?
He's mistaken.
He is mistaken. And also, it's rather interesting because the only reason Ivanka actually got the position was so that she could mind her dad. If you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then
minding your dad, that's a great way to
think about
things.
I mean,
as if he was a pet of some kind.
Right.
That makes
exactly.
sense.
I mean,
that
it's
makes
almost like
all the sense in those.
I mean, it's like, mind the puppy, mind the puppy, mind the puppy, mind the puppy, mind the puppy that's ripping above the Oval Office, mind the puppy, we can't do this, kind of thing.
Right.
I think
Right. It's like, just, can we stop here? Can we just stop and then let it be on its way? And let the guy... If we don't talk about him, there's nothing more you could... He loses all...
Well, he's...
He,
I mean,
then he loses momentum.
His,
he loses...
Yeah, his poll ratings went down over the weekend,
yeah,
too.
Good! I mean, I can't wait to see it when it turns not 10%, 5%.
That's not going to happen.
5%.
It's the lowest since the Great Depression. That's how bad things are.
Well, yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's awful.
I mean, in presidential
elections,
that's awful.
Terrible. Yeah.
In presidential eyes,
but
it's
if he
awful.
Doesn't care,
that's
and
the
if
thing.
He doesn't care, it doesn't.
You know, he wants to be Putin, but he can never be Putin. He lives in a democracy, not an autocracy.
Yeah,
but
we're not in Russia.
We're not Russia. He wants to be. You know, he wants to have a wannabe space race. I can't, you know, express it enough. The fact is that why choose Trump to spare NASA from the science budget at guillotine is not entirely clear, although candidate Trump did occasionally tout that human space travel is a potential priority in an administration. Why? So he can escape out of office once he trashes the planet? Oh.
Or I know a better way of... I have an idea for what he could do.
What is
not
that?
Be involved with White House activities. Why doesn't he just go back? Oh, wait, New York doesn't want him.
No, I would love to see him. I would love to see him in settle in middle America, where literally, he'll work his ass off in a suit and tie.
That would be entertaining.
It would be very entertaining, but we have to move on. Must move
yes,
on.
Yes, we do.
The fact
the
is also...
There's been a report that this coming election, to defeat the Tories, everyone has to stand together.
Well, also...
In
France, the same thing can be said for the French right now. So before we move on into the UK and the disability benefits and disabled voting and all of this, there is one huge thing that the French race could affect the EU drastically because of the fact that this woman who is running is almost like a female Trump, a Femma Trump.
Femma Trump,
there
you
go. Bit of new vocabulary. A Femma Trump in the fact that she too wants to take a better stand against a better stand against everything. And this just in. The State Department hawked Mar-a-Lago. But back to the election. The fact is that really
yes. there is a need for everyone to get out and vote, because if you don't get out and vote, your voices won't be heard either. And that's
right.
That's unfortunate when they're not given the chance as a whole.
Right.
And
but also,
more needs to be done. But how else can more be done if you're not being heard?
Right. But also,
in the fact
that if you, that going back to the French elections, everybody has to vote, and Emmanuel Macron, who's democratic, is almost like the democratic white Obama, you know, for France, right? Against a woman who is Marine Le Pen, okay, who wants to basically there are two sides. Emmanuel Macron is more a Justin Trudeau style candidate, just like Canada's Prime Minister is Macron is young, handsome, generally perceived as a new face in politics. And the other one, right, echoes Donald Trump. That she wants to get rid of headscarf, she wants to get rid of Muslims in France, she wants to get rid of all of that. But this is very important, because that means the European Union, right?
Union.
The Union would break. It would break. It would break quite literally. Because
the
Germany...
The only one that we left is Spain and Italy.
No.
It would be Spain and Italy left.
No, because they don't have any money in the case.
Oh, true.
The fact is that if Paris pulls a Brexit.
No, I thought Italy was a part. But I thought Italy was a part of the EU.
Yes, but the fact is that if France pulls a Brexit, a Frankxit.
Right.
I'll take it. A Frankxit.
A Frankxit. Frankxit, a Frankxit, then
no,
it will
I
not.
I got it.
You got it.
I got it.
Right? You got it.
A French it.
Mm-hmm.
A French it. Yeah. If they do that, then all hell breaks loose in Europe, and it breaks loose in the European. In the European Union, practically, then in Britain, now we can go along.
Apparently, Italy is trying to pull a Brexit as well.
Seems like everybody's trying to copy it, but they can't really do that. The reality
is. They were in the first step. They were in the first step last year, from what I've seen.
Yes, but they don't. They can't really do that. They can't really pull Brexit as successfully. But now, let's go into the into the disabled news, shall we? The fact is that there are 13 million Britons.
Yeah.
If we don't vote together, the Tories will tighten the noose, literally. Scope is the charity for disabled people, which is tweeted an interesting number that the general election announced, and here it said to be 13 million disabled people in Britain. Some 89% said they will vote. Now, the reality of it is that they're growing out. The reason why the number is worth paying attention to is that 89% are true to their word. If they use their franchise to hold the government to account for its brutal treatment of people with disabilities, it might just spell trouble for Theresa May's dream of a three-figured majority. Now, on the outset, right, I'm talking about do that. He can't do that as a journalist.
Right.
But the fact is if he were taking on the novel, the role of prosecuting ministers over that it would struggle somewhere to of where to start. You know, taking personal independent payments and
right.
raising disability living allowances was not sold by any means of a cut, but as a way to get more money into the hands of most of the disabled. However, it turns out that
right.
all those who have left disabled through mental health conditions but don't count.
Mm.
And after the appeals tribune made some pointed comments about the way the rules had been written. Okay?
Mm.
In the UK, it's called PIP. People's Independent Plan. I bet, yeah, that's what I remember it as. Just last week, the Press Association revealed that the Capita and the Atmos profit-driven companies that carry out the assessment used people with disabilities to make its decisions that are set to be paid more than £700 million for their five-year life contracts against the original sum of £520 million. So the reality is that the reality is that the government tried to have the disability employment gap by 2020. That was quietly dropped. And ministers for disability come and go through a revolving
right.
door while they pretend to care about the issues such as access.
Mm-hmm.
Or getting people
right.
disabled people into work, or they put their names to statements claiming Britain is the world leader, even though it's not. So,
right.
you know, it's a fact is that everybody in Britain has to vote. Whether they vote against the Tories,
right.
it'd be a good thing. Wouldn't be a good thing for Theresa May, but it would be a good thing for everybody
right.
else.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think about this, Pinko?
I see it as everyone needs to get out there and vote. Like it or not, you need to. It's a must. Can't just not do that. You have to get out there and vote, or else you're not going to get heard. And that only means that those that, if you guys need the help, you need to do it. You need to start You need to be there, the ones holding them accountable. Because nothing will get done if you don't hold them accountable. That's it in a nutshell.
And then on top of the fact that
And there's another thing that we see with this. Where we see people constantly getting hurt. It does not mean it does. And when they're not even, and along with the accountability, if people are getting told, are getting denied benefits, who's actually being held accountable?
Nobody's really being held accountable. You know, the same thing could be said for the U.S.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
How many people do we see, you know, do we see in the U.S., saying, oh, we support the disabled, right, as a speaking point. It happens all around the world.
Right. Very true. Yeah.
Not only in Britain.
And there's a greater...
But even in our home front,
if
too.
If people are not heard, yeah, it's a need for everyone to start getting out there and just speaking out fears. If you don't get up and vote and out, it goes alongside both articles.
This is what happens when you don't vote, people.
It does not make things any easier.
Nope.
I mean...
Life fails. Life starts to flounder. Life starts to go totally to waste.
Well, life starts to make it starts to be very, very, very hard to to exist. I mean, you know, between there's so many people
who need
getting
who need to start
in need.
Stepping up.
Well,
there's a who need to be heard.
Yeah. I mean,
and I think the only way you could figure it out is if you're actually
there,
taking part,
you know,
and going through. Yeah.
If you're actually there.
And on that note, I think we should bid you guys adieu.
We will all be back Wednesday.
We have a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll all be back Wednesday, and
I guess, bye.
We'll see you then.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.